Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, content creation, and business. This is part two of the interview with Rachel Hernandez from The Hoth. In part two, we will be focusing on white labeling or reseller services. The Hoth started in that area, and it's a great way to outsource, especially if you're like a solo entrepreneur or small agency and you want to expand either your service offering or how much work you can actually do. The Hoth could be a great solution. So we're going to talk to Rachel about those details and some of the best practices for white labeling services. So moving on to the white label stuff, as far as I know, I think from very early on, the Hoth did offer white label services. And I think that was a smart move. For people that are unfamiliar, can you explain what white labeling is and what it entails?
Yeah. So the Hoth actually only really sold white label services when they started in 2010. And what that essentially means is that any business person, if you're in a marketing agency, if you're a solopreneur and you want to sell another service that you don't currently offer, what you can do is buy that, whatever that deliverable or service is from another agency. White label means that all of the reporting is not branded. So when we do Hoth reports, it's not Hoth branded. You can put your own branding on it, resell those services to your own clients, add a product to your suite that wasn't there with virtually no overhead. Our prices have been for this industry, they're low, not because it's a cheap product, but because we started off as white label and we needed to have wholesale prices so that people could resell them at a market value that made sense to users. So we have many clients who will, because I'll tell you, as somebody who did this, building backlinks is hard. It is not easy. It is very time consuming. We have like a massive team that just does that. And they're one of the most important elements of SEO. So if you want to add that product, let's say to your suite, you buy a link from us and you can mark it up as much or as little as you want. I think most people do 50%, but that's really up to you. And then you resell it. You have no overhead. You don't have to add to your team. You just basically make the profit. So yeah, it's a great fit. Like if you're in the affiliate space, we work with a lot of web developers. We work with a lot of people who sell PPC and they want to add SEO to their suite. If you want to grow and scale your business, it's really hard. And I've been part of a company that scaled really, really quickly and successfully. I think one of the major things to know is like when to delegate or find a partner that you trust that can do good work for you that you don't have to worry about. A lot of people in general like have a hard time letting go. They want to have complete oversight over everything they sell or every service they provide. But if you look at the social proof or proof of concept, it really makes sense to partner with an agency like ours. For instance, you can sell, I don't know how many thousands of dollars in SEO in a month without really having to do much beyond sign up for an account and work with an exec and have a few conversations.
So it sounds like a great business model. And some people might be thinking like, why don't you just sell directly to the customer and then take the other 50% profit, right? You're selling at wholesale prices. Can you talk about that and the decision early on to target white label?
Yeah, I mean, the decision early on to target white label, I think, was incredibly intelligent, like you said, because it was a space that wasn't particularly competitive at the time. So we really offered something not many other agencies did. And then we sort of moved into working with more SMBs and end users just naturally. The Hoth has been one of the bigger known SEO agencies for quite some time. And so like word of mouth, our marketing, people started coming to us and we were just like, okay, well, these people need SEO. where we have the services to provide them with that. We added managed SEO to our suite. So like a 12-month where you have an account exec and a campaign manager who does all the research for you, digs into your website. And that just really blew up. It just took off. That's one of the reasons why we grew so quickly. We don't charge different prices because that's just not a nice thing to do. And so, you know, we really pride ourselves on being able to help both the end user and the agency model. Our job is to help people be successful. And for a reseller, that's how we term agencies who reseller service. That looks one way. For an end user, the end result looks another way. But all in all, we're helping businesses grow through providing really good SEO.
So one other thing, and I'm sure this happens, but when, let's say, a reseller is offering like additional services or essentially like a white glove situation or something like that. So what sort of things can a reseller, so if someone's running their own agency, let's say it's me. So actually, this is a great scenario. I got laid off in 2015 and I was side hustling at the time, but I didn't know what I wanted to focus on. So I did a few things. And one of the most profitable and successful areas was a link building service. So I was doing guest posting in 2015 and I was pretty good at it, but it turns out it's a lot of work and I don't like working with clients. So even though it was the most profitable area, I was like, I'm not doing this. Fired the clients and, you know, moved on and it was fine. But one solution, instead of me doing everything, would be to work with the Hoth or another company. And then you guys could do everything. You could do a portion of it. I could change the services and expand the lineup of offers that I have. But what other things could I have added as a solo operator to add more value to, you know, charge even more? So let's say I was like, charging, you know, 50, 80% higher than whatever you guys were charging, what would I add to the offer to make it more valuable?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really depends on your users too, like in your client base, because that's going to look different for everybody, I would say. I hope this answers your question. If not, you can hold my feet to the fire in a minute. But like when we talk about reselling or scaling or growing your business, I'm also a really big fan of like using VAs and outsourcing for other things. So we have clients at the Hoth. We also have a freelance marketplace called FreeUp that does like a lot of other marketing things that the Hoth doesn't necessarily do. We don't do web development, for example. So if we have a user, because everybody's different, we have users who come to us and they're like, I don't have a website, but I know I'm going to need SEO. And then it's like, okay, I can connect you with somebody who will build your site. That's part of the add-on. We'll like help. And we have VAs that help manage all that. And then they'll get the SEO from us. Or somebody who's like, I need like someone to set up my CRM. Like, I feel like when people are running businesses like this, there's so many different things come with it. And when you are running a very lean team or you don't want to spend a lot of your time with clients, I think you can find people who will basically do all the heavy lifting for you. And so that you can focus on the parts of your business that you like the most. And I don't know if that particularly answered your question, but that's sort of the use cases that I've seen.
Okay. And I'll repeat it back because I think it might have. So basically, if a client comes to you and every client is a little bit different, or maybe you're working in different markets, so they inherently look different. Their problems are all different. They all have issues and problems they need solved, and you just connect them to the right solution provider at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there are so many partnerships that you could set up now. Like, we are a SEMrush affiliate. We love SEMrush. We use Semrush all the time. It's a very natural partnership. But when somebody is looking for SEO software, we're not an SEO software company, but here is our Semrush. We are partnered with them. Here is our link. Sign up. And then we get a little extra income stream from that too.
Okay. So you guys have worked with a lot of resellers over time. What are some mistakes that you see people make, whether they're, you know, solo operators that are just need a little help, or if they're like a bigger company that maybe they grew too fast and they need to outsource like a chunk of their work? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the mistakes that I've seen working with resellers in the past, I think I touched on this, but especially like founders, and that's not to like talk crap. They want control over everything.
Yeah.
And they want it done exactly the way they want it to be done all the time, which is a, you know, I guess an admirable way of thinking. But if you are actually going to scale your business to make millions and millions of dollars, at some point you got to like let the reins go a little bit and trust the people who do this day in and day out that they know what they're doing. Like I actually just worked with, I shouldn't talk smack, but I will. I won't name any names. Somebody who, asked us to do, this is not necessarily a reseller, just an example, like content for like their website and for a marketing campaign. And we got some really, really good people who do this every day for huge brands and who are very successful to create like a pretty amazing creative content strategy. And they were like, you know what? Actually, I like the way that I've been doing it. So I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. And it's like, no. You came to us because you wanted help with this. And why not just like trust the people who are experts at doing this and know what they're doing and are transparent and communicate with you? I see that a lot with agencies and people scaling up, and they want things done the way they've always done them. But if you keep doing things the way you've always done them, you're not necessarily going to grow. And that's a tough thing to let go of. And I personally am a control freak, and it was very hard for me to manage 700 writers because I wanted to write everything myself because I like the way I write. But we wouldn't sell 20,000 blog posts a month if I was writing 20,000 blog posts.
Yeah, it is tough. And I think it's hard for people to let go when they have been doing it the same way for so long. Do you have any recommendations for someone to like test in a small way, if they can, you know, get enough courage to like, maybe the person you were talking about before, like how could they have like tried it on a small scale before, like get, you know, they felt like they were giving everything
overhauling. Yeah. I mean, I think there are things we can do where there's A/B testing involved too. If you're like doing some paid media, or if you're doing some emails, do one your way, do one the new way, see which performs better. I think that's like a very easy thing to do, but people don't necessarily do it. I talk to people all the time who don't test their content. And I know I happen to be very lucky to have a lot of resources, but it's also one of the most important things you can do as a business owner who is doing marketing, because we do like to think we know our users, we know everything, we know what connects with them, when most of the time we know our product, but we don't necessarily know the people and how to communicate it to them. So yeah, if you want to do like a landing page, that's a great way to start. If you don't want to start with your website directly, if you want to start a blog in a new voice and post some of that content on social media, see if it gets any traction or any responses. You know, there are a ton of avenues for you to kind of try a different voice and see how it works before doing a full overhaul. But also just don't be scared. And the other thing is like things take a little time. So, you know, when we do like a paid ad campaign, which we do a lot of, I don't expect to really know how that campaign went for at least a month, if not more. And if I just looked and said in a day, oh, no, nobody's clicking, and I'm not, you know, like, this is like it, that's not, that's panicking. That's actually like thinking things through and seeing things through and how they go.
definitely more like reacting versus having a hypothesis at the beginning, testing it out and like checking. And I see that a lot too, where people just like, they react quickly. And I think they think they're just taking quick actions and making quick decisive decisions, but they end up flip-flopping around so much, you know?
Exactly. Like there has to be a thoughtfulness associated with any marketing campaigns if you expect them to be sustainable, or any business move. There has to be a thoughtfulness and a plan, and okay, we're going to keep an eye on this for X amount of time, because that's, and I would say, yeah, consult with experts if you don't know what you're doing, because not everybody knows everything. And that's,
yeah, no one does. Yeah. Talk to an expert. Okay. So let's say there is a solo operator or small agency that wants to explore white labeling with the Hoth. Like what are the next steps? Like how do they start moving forward with it?
So I will send you a link to add to the show notes, but I do have basically a team that just helps people resell our services for account execs. So they'll give you sort of a rundown of how to sell SEO, how to talk to your users, how to explain it to people. It can be a complex thing for people who are brand new to understand exactly how it works. And one of the things that we've been really good at is putting it into quote unquote like layman's terms that communicate the success and not necessarily the nuts and bolts that go into it. So I will definitely share that link. And we are running some discounts right now too. So I'll share the link for that as well, because this is actually a really good time to take advantage, especially now with everything that's going on, to make sure that your SEO is solid, or if you're reselling it, that you're prepared to answer questions about everything that's going on to your users.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll link up to all that stuff. Rachel, where can people find you if they want to connect or learn more?
Okay, so I'm active on LinkedIn. So Rachel A. Hernandez is my LinkedIn handle. That's probably where I am talking the most these days. And I would definitely recommend following The Hoth on Instagram, LinkedIn. We have a great blog. That's content that I oversee. It's a lot of fun. We like to mix educational. We are a little cheeky without being mean. We really try and break down SEO, make it super simple and fun to understand so people can enjoy it and be more successful at it.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Rachel. We'll link up to all that stuff so people could find it easily, and hopefully we'll catch up soon. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
Thanks again to Rachel. It was fun catching up with her. We haven't met before, but we had a nice conversation during the interview, of course, and then we chatted for a while afterwards. So keep an eye out for any time that Rachel speaks at conferences. She does go around and speak at various different events throughout the country. So one thing I want to point out here is I have used the Hoth like a lot back in the day, and then sort of started doing my own work instead of outsourcing it. And one interesting thing, and I don't know if it is as popular, but I know personally a few people that I worked with that were in my circle of peers, they actually ran agencies where they outsourced probably 99% of any of the actual execution of the work to the Hoth. So whether it was link building, or if it was content, or any other little piece of the work, they were outsourcing all of it. And they served as the account manager and the person selling the service. So this individual, and I'm sure it happened a lot, but this particular individual, he essentially set up a website. He had some, you know, presence on social media and a blog, and he would basically market himself as an agency and, you know, like many, I mean, just fill in the blank, many different jobs or companies. Like if I was washing cars and I was like, hey, I want to wash your car, like you wouldn't necessarily expect me to do all the washing and waxing and detailing and all that stuff of your car. I would have a team of folks that would work on it. So it kind of worked like that. You can imagine it like that. So pretty simple business model where this person was effective at selling the services and managing the team and being a project manager. And of course, the Hoth does have like fully managed services. So you could say, hey, I want this suite of activities. You guys can manage it. And of course, if you follow the link, you could check out, you know, the offerings from the Hoth out there. But it is an effective business model. And I think one of the issues that I had personally when I tried to, you know, essentially run a link building agency, I did guest posting. It was really profitable and it was very effective up to a point, but I had a hard time keeping up. So I was working a reasonable amount and then it ended up being a little bit more and a little bit more. And it was more than I wanted to work. And working with clients was something personally that I did not want to do. So at that point, I decided I didn't even want to outsource it because personally, I didn't want to work with the clients as an account manager, just not my personal preference. Other people thrive in that. They want to do that work. That's what really gets them excited. For me, it was the opposite. So it was important for me to get out of that line of business. But that is the whole idea with white labeling, reselling, and how you might implement it with your team. So if you are interested in learning more, you can follow the links in the description. And I know Rachel left, I think it was her LinkedIn, but we'll put the link in there. So if you want to connect with her, you could check it out. And before we wrap it up for today, I forgot to mention the sponsor. That's me. I'm bringing this show to you. And if you could just do me a favor and make sure you're subscribed so you get the latest episodes, download all the episodes, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or anywhere that you can leave a review. If you are watching on YouTube, leave a comment, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. All those little things do help out and I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening to the show and we'll catch you on the next episode.